For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our first song tonight is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Church. It's great to see everyone out this evening. I'm so glad that we have this time to be together, to have a time of scripture and song, to reflect upon many of the lessons and truths that we discovered about God throughout our Sunday morning sermons this month, as we've had a theme in the beginning of our unity, God. And we have talked about God as He is revealed in Scripture as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we've talked about His people, a family, a body, a kingdom, His church. And truly we are united and blessed to be the people of God. As we reflect upon those things tonight, we'll have song selections and we'll use the songs largely to teach and to admonish one another along these lines. And so we are calling our service tonight with one voice, with one voice. And it is song worship that in a way uniquely expresses the unity of God's people. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 5, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The song worship of the church expresses our unity and it enhances our unity. I believe the Lord has a grand vision for the singing church. Voices united in passion and beauty. Glorious ideas are clothed in true words and carried along with a force of melody and even harmony throughout the assembly. And through the congregation's songs, it is the community teaching, admonishing, confessing, professing, and praising God. Here tonight, God's family expresses their hearts, encourages their wills, and edifies their minds through song and song worship. When the church sings together, gaps are mended, casts are erased, and hope is renewed. The people of God have often seen the value of song worship to unite the people and express unity. I came across a writer. He actually lived a long time ago in the 300s. But he was a Christian writer and thinker named Basil. He wrote this about reflecting upon Christians singing together and their worship to God. He wrote this: a psalm creates friendships, unites the separated, and reconciles those at enmity. Who can still consider one to be a foe with whom one utters the same prayer to God? Thus, psalmody provides the greatest of all goods, charity. By devising in its common song a certain bond of unity, and by joining together the people into the concord of a single chorus. And that's what we are tonight, a singing church, a single chorus, united to praise God. And this unity really began with some teaching about the unity of our God, the glory of the Godhead, unity and Trinity. We find expressions of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit throughout the New Testament. In such places as Matthew 28 and verse 19, go therefore, the Christians are taught, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Or again, the benediction of 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. They are three. They are God, the one. We believe and affirm in one God. And these next songs that we'll sing, we'll be talking about our Almighty King. Notice in the lines as we sing them together, attention paid to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It will be followed by Holy, Holy, Holy. And then Father, we love you, or glorify your name. Let's all sing out. Brother Philip.
Come thou, Almighty King. thy name.
What love that we should be called the children of God. And of all the things that we might call God Most High, how precious is it that He would have us call Him Father and invite us to be in His family. Jesus taught about this in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 8. Matthew 23 and verse 8, Jesus said, "But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ. And you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant." We learn about humility before God and fellowship with one another when we appreciate that He is our true Father. And the privilege we have to be His children, we are brothers and sisters of one another in Christ. We are the family. We are the church. And we're going to sing a song together in just a moment that recognizes the leadership of our Father and the teacher, our Christ, when we sing together step by step. Now, how important this fellowship is. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 21, Jesus, it says, "But He answered and said to them, 'My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it.'" If we would hear the word of God, we would be His children. Obey the word of God, we would be His children. And so we'll sing step by step. We'll sing God's Family, and we'll sing a few verses of Blessed Be the Tie, as we are reminded of the precious unity we have with one another as family and children of our Father, God. Brother Philip.
We'll sing step by step, and if you would, please stand.
So
Thank you.
blessed be the time.
You brothers and sisters for singing out as a family. We learned last week and spent some time in the Word of God about the importance of the Spirit, one Spirit and one body, and how the Holy Spirit is working through the church and placing each member in the body where it needs to be. Gifts and love, support, direction. We learned about how He does direct us and guide us through that full revelation, the Scripture, the written Word. How blessed we are to have the Bible, to have it even in our own language, to have it in our own language and our own copies of it, that we might read and know God's direction and will for His people, His body, His church. The Holy Spirit's revelation is spoken to in 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man. But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And a uniting theme of all of Scripture is that writers did not say, this is my idea, these are my thoughts, these are my words. They unanimously attest, this is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is moved and revelation has come. It must be spoken. It must be written. And the sufficiency of that revelation in Scripture to guide the church, indeed all of us, is spoken to in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration, that is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We praise God for the one Spirit working in the one body. He's given us His Word. He leads us. He teaches us. He molds us. He renders us through this Word. It binds us together as a body and a church. We're going to sing about it now. Sing a little bit about being the one body. The first song is, It's Me. You know, one of the things that was emphasized in the lesson about the one body is a proper way to see one another. And to appreciate that I have to start with myself and not go judging others. And I need to be praying for people, but sometimes I need prayer. And truly to see myself appropriately in this body, I think it's emphasized in the words, It's Me. We'll sing Psalm 19. and glorify the Spirit again for His work in Scripture. And then this section will conclude by singing a few verses from A Beautiful Life. For when we heed the Spirit's words, it will truly be a beautiful life to glorify God, one body, one Spirit. Brother Philip.
It's me.
Thank you.
beautiful life.
Last image that we looked at from the scriptures along this series is one Christ, one kingdom. And as we come to the scripture, we begin to learn that our King Jesus is not like the kings of men, nor is his kingdom like the kingdoms of men. Truly, he turns all of that upside down, but we had a clue that it would all be differently, certainly, when he made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. If I could read a couple of lines from Mark 11 in verse 7, then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And it was the common man, and it was even the children, who could see here is not like the kings of men, but here is the King of Kings. And they cried out, Hosanna. We're going to sing Hosanna to our King in just a moment. His kingdom is destined for great things, for a glory reunion with the King, for glory eternal there around his throne in heaven. But we recognize that he is our leader and we follow him. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, we learn how it is by the gospel that we have been translated, conveyed, delivered into his kingdom from the power of darkness. The scripture says there he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. Oh, the blessing of citizenship in the kingdom of Christ. We just begin to touch the hem of the garment when we learn that here we find the forgiveness of our sins. We're going to sing about the royal banner and how Jesus purchased that forgiveness of our sins, the remission of his sins, by our sins, by shedding his blood at the cross. And we who are citizens are soldiers of Christ. And so we shall rise up to serve him in his kingdom and build his kingdom. We'll sing, Hosanna, there's a royal banner, and soldiers of Christ arise. Brother Philip.
Hosanna. Stand, sing Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Soldiers of Christ, arise. Draw near the sacred shrine of your sanctuary.
moment, Brother Philip's going to lead us in one last sacrifice of praise. We call it an invitation song at this time in the service, but it's probably not one we typically sing. We're going to sing the greatest commands. I want us to think about our great God, who is love, the Father with his family, Spirit with a body, the Christ with a kingdom. And I want you to think about how is your relationship with God tonight. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 9, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Are you ready to meet this living God at the judgment seat of Christ? Are you ready if you were to meet him tonight? Well, I hope it is our aim to be well pleasing to him. And yet even at our best, we're not good enough, are we? We sin and we fall short. And so God has sent Jesus Christ to die and to pay for those sins, to bring us forgiveness and new life. A little later in the chapter, we read this. Verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all die. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Are you living for Jesus? Is your life right with Jesus? He died for you to bring you forgiveness. Have you hidden your life in Christ? The offer of the gospel is a new life in Christ. If you would repent of sin in your life, confess your faith he is Lord, and be baptized, immersed in water, for the forgiveness of your sins, to be baptized into Christ, here is what is created. Verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. How is this possible? Because he's a loving God. And he loves you. And as we sing about love, if you need to become a Christian and give your life to him, to leave here in a right relationship with that true God, we want to help you. If we can baptize you into Jesus, pray for you, minister to any spiritual need, we invite you to come forward and make it known now as together we stand and we sing the greatest command. Brother Philip.